He has a brand new open letter.
And now, an open letter from Galvin.
This is an open letter to bad drivers. Dear bad drivers, seriously? So yesterday, I'm leaving after the show to go to band practice, and I go through the apartment complex parking lot behind the station, only to almost get T-boned by a car in an apartment complex parking lot that ran the stop sign and was going about 35 miles per hour in a parking lot. I slammed on my brakes, laid on my horn, and guess what I get?
Finger.
Nothing.
Oh.
No, I'm sorry wave. No hand out the window. That was my fault. Nope. This jackass just kept on going on like that's how you do it. You get as much as speed as you can get going through a stop sign in the parking lot, right? I mean, that's how everybody drives. Listen, we've all cut someone off on accident or did some maneuver that we knew we were totally wrong for doing. But at least man up and assume the beta position and give them the slumped shoulders, hand in the air, the universal sign for whoops-a-daisies. That was my fault, and I know it. Look both ways before you pull out. Go with the flow of traffic. Stop looking at your phone. Use your turn signals. Also, use your turn signals before you turn. Don't flip them on 2 seconds before you bang a right turn. It's like, turn now, the turn signal. How hard is it to merge? That shouldn't be a difficult thing, but it sure is, especially when people don't let you in. I don't know why we've all done this, but we've all done this. You're driving along, and there's a lane that is ending, and people have to merge into your lane. And what do we all do? Not today, jackass. And we block them from merging. Why do we do that? We've all done it. And if you say no, you're just a bad driver, and you're not going to admit it. You're also a liar. Or, as I like to call him, Guatemalan Gary. I don't do it anymore. But when I was younger, you're 20-something, you think you're the king of the road, and ain't nobody merging. I don't care if your lane is turning into a cliff that ends in a lake of fire. There is no way I'm letting you in. Now I let people in like it's my job, and I only get mad whenever I go to let you merge, and you're not paying attention. And then I yell, "Today, ass face!" as I slowly push you off the road. I'm Galvin from the Mike Kelta Show, and this has been an open letter.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.